What's better than garlic?
Black garlic.
Hello and welcome to Big Friendly Grub. I hope you're well. Now, I am doing a video today because my friend Shiv, who lives out in Ireland now, has very kindly sent me some black garlic. Now, black garlic, I think I've only used it once before, and to be honest, I can't remember what I used it for. So, I wanted to try this out. She very kindly sent me this, all the way from Ireland, where she grows it, cultivates it, packages it up, and sells it. So if you want to get some ethically, sustainably, organically grown black garlic from Ireland, then you can go get it on our website. I'll put a link down in the description. But she very kindly sent me some of this, so I felt I needed to put it through its paces and just see what I can make with it. So I've got three things in mind today. I want to make some black garlic aioli. I want to make some black garlic chicken thighs. And I also want to do some crispy black garlic tofu as well. So three different things to do with it. So I am going to try and make those today. So we've got one thing that's for meat eaters and one that will be for vegans as well. So hopefully everyone will be happy, especially me, because I get to try it all. Now you might be wondering, what's the difference between garlic and black garlic besides the color? Well, I think black garlic is a little bit sweeter, a little bit more velvety. It's got a bit more richness to it. So it's really, really going to be interesting to see what difference this makes to different types of food. So I'm looking forward to trying this out three different ways today. Now for our black garlic mayo, we don't need much. We just need our black garlic, two egg yolks, some lemon juice, olive oil, and some salt. Now to make all of these recipes much easier and quicker for me, I'm going to be using my food processor. If you don't have one, you might be able to do it by hand, but you would have to chop up the black garlic really, really fine. So I'm going to be using this just to make life easier. I'm going to pop in my two egg yolks. I'm using Burford Brown ones because they are so lovely and rich in colour. Pop this on and give it a bit of a blitz. Let's mix those up nicely. So I'm going to pop in the lemon juice, the salt and black garlic. There you go. I'm going to whiz that up until the black garlic is well combined. And I'm just going to add in some of the olive oil a bit at a time to work that in. You can see that's thickening up, but what I did forget was some mustard as well. I've used English, but you could use Dijon. And after a while, you should have a nice, thick, mayonnaise-like consistency. You could have it thicker if you want, but to be honest, I think this is good for me. Right, I'm gonna pop that into a bowl and then we can get on with our chicken thighs and our tofu. Now for our black garlic chicken thighs, we need some black garlic and regular garlic. We need some honey, some soy sauce, some sesame oil, some fish sauce, some hoisin sauce, and of course, some nice chicken thighs. Now, marinade for these thighs is super simple. We're just gonna take everything and pop it into our food processor. So there's the garlic, the soy sauce, the hoisin sauce, fish sauce, sesame oil, and the honey, and a bit of salt. On with my lid, and basically I'm going to blitz that up until everything is combined and the garlic is all nice and fine. There, that is all nicely combined, but there's still some bits of garlic in there. I think you want some bits, not absolutely obliterated. And I've popped my thighs into a baking tin. These are bone-in thighs for extra flavour, and we'll pour this over the thighs. Then I'm going to rub that all into the thighs, making sure it's all well worked in. You could leave this if you wanted to, like for a few hours, maybe overnight, really work those flavours in, but it just works really nicely as it is, and I don't have time to let it marinate. Then those are going into the oven for about 25 to 30 minutes at 190 degrees C. Now for our tofu, it's very similar to our chicken, but we need tofu, obviously, which I have left draining and weighted down to get a load of the moisture out. We need black garlic, we need some sesame oil, we need some maple syrup, because that's vegan and honey is not. More soy sauce, and I've got here some corn flour with some Chinese five spice, which I'm going to mix together, and that will be dusting our tofu to give our crispy tofu. Right, first things first, I'm just going to get my tofu diced up into some nice sized cubes. All that moisture is out, so it slices up easily, so it's nice and firm. Obviously, this is firm tofu, not silken tofu. Whatever size chunks you want, I'm going for some nice, generous sized chunks. I'm just going to pop those into my seasoned corn flour. That's all coated. I'm just going to leave that sitting in there until I need it. And once again, we need our food processor, and in with our black garlic, all six cloves, in with our maple syrup, in with our sesame oil. On this goes, blitz her up. You might be able to see that's coming to a nice thick sauce that we can use to coat our tofu when it's all nice and crispy. There's not loads, just enough to get some lovely flavour onto it. Now to cook our tofu, I've got a large pan over a high heat and I've got some wok oil in here. Wok oil is not like sesame oil. It's got sesame in it, but it's not like it because it's got a much higher smoke point. Don't use sesame oil. It's got too low of a smoke point and you might catch it on fire, which you don't want. This is much better. If you haven't got it, use sunflower oil or veg oil. I'm going to pop in our coated tofu, so it should start to sizzle. Then we want to cook that on all sides until it's nice and golden and crispy. Just keep turning it over until you get everything nice and golden and crispy. Still also got the chicken in the oven, so that might be coming out soon. I reckon it's got about 5 minutes or so. Oh, that would be the chicken. Yeah, look at that. Lovely, sticky, wonderful glazed chicken. I'm gonna leave that to rest for a couple of minutes while I finish that off. I always like to give my meat a rest after it's done. This is really nice and crispy and golden now, so I'm just gonna pop in the sauce and just let it cook out for a minute or two. Just get some of the intenseness out of those flavours. So get that in there and just mix it all in just for like a minute. I'm gonna bring the heat right down. I'm gonna turn the heat off and just let that do its thing for the last 30 seconds or so. I don't want it to burn. That's pretty much it. So I'm gonna get this all served up onto some plates and I can try each one. There we go, three different ways to use black garlic, all very different. We've got our black garlic mayo, we've got our black garlic chicken thighs, and we've got our crispy black garlic tofu, and they all smell incredible, and I can't wait to try all of them. So, what should I go for first? I think I'm gonna go for the black crispy tofu first. That is definitely crispy. You might be able to hear that on my mic. Lovely and crispy. Gonna bring that in close. Sorry about the awkward camera setup, I'm very tall. I'm trying to get myself and the food in, it's tricky. That looks lovely. Let's give it a try. Oh, lovely. Super crispy. You get that intense black garlic flavour, but it's sweet. You get some of that maple syrup and stuff like that, and it just works. It just works. It's really, really nice. I would actually suggest making that sauce twice, so you've got a bit more to kind of drizzle over, so you get a bit more of the sauce, because it all clings to the tofu. You could do with a bit more sauce on it, but other than that, it's super tasty. Right, now I'm going to go in on that chicken. That chicken, that is so lovely and glazed and cooked nicely. I love chicken thighs, they are the best part of the chicken. It's lovely succulent chicken. You need some of that skin as well, because that's where a lot of the flavour's gone on. Look at that, it's lovely, moist, succulent chicken. Let's give it a go. Really, really nice. Again, you get kind of that sweet velvetiness of the black garlic. You get a bit of saltiness from the soy sauce. It just all works together really nicely. Absolutely delicious. If you marinate it for a while, be even better. Really will. And I'm just going to try a bit of the chicken in the mayonnaise as well. It's not really what I'd use it for, but let's see if it works. A bit of the mayo, but you can see how nice and silky that mayo has come out in the end. That actually works. You get some of that mustard come through, and it works together with those kind of Asian flavours quite well. That's probably the trickiest part of this, because you want to make sure your eggs emulsify, right? And yeah, if they don't become thick enough, then you can probably just hack it a bit by putting some boiling water in to help that. Just a couple of teaspoons of boiling water just to help your mayo thicken. But that's come out quite well. It's nice. So that is it. That is today's video done. That is three different ways to use black garlic. Hope you enjoyed that. I enjoyed it because those are super simple recipes and they are a great way to use black garlic if you've never used it before. And thanks again to Shiv for sending me the black garlic. It was absolutely wonderful. And I will put her link down into the description as I said earlier. Go check her out. Go order some black garlic from her because it is delicious. And if I think of any more things to do with black garlic, I will inevitably do a recipe. But that's it from me today. I hope you enjoyed the video. I hope you found it useful. I hope you found it entertaining. All of those things. If you did, like the video, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and otherwise I will see you next time on Big Friendly Grub. Take care, bye. Hello and welcome to Big Friendly Grub. I hope you are well. And today I'm going to be showing you how to do some things with black garlic. That's not a very good intro. Let's try again.